says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land.
Little towns in North Dakota. Here we are in North Dakota, the least visited state in America. This is James Kelso, your host for the next hour of the Trump phenomenon. And, a particularly good day in the history of the Trump phenomenon. So we'll report that. You can add your 2 cents worth by calling 800-313-9443 to share with our audience, our Trump phenomenon audience, what you've noticed. I think we've become here in our Trump phenomenon audience. I think we've become a kind of a herd, a herd of really, really enthusiastic Trump supporters, and that's okay. That's great. That's wonderful. I think the people that really don't like Trump have wandered off to other vistas, and so that's good. You know, birds of a feather flock together. So here we are. We're all flocking together here in the Trump phenomenon. And our man did not let us down in the last 24 hours, so we'll talk about that. There's one particular tweet which I would like to use as a point of departure here on. From whence are we departing? We're departing from May 19th, 2020, and on this live program. And here's that tweet. I wanted to share it with you yesterday, and I missed the opportunity. So here it is, and it's pretty darn important. This was tweeted 23 hours ago. So he was tweeting it. Maybe one reason I didn't share it with you is I think he was tweeting it during our show yesterday. And that's pretty exciting when I do pick up when Donald Trump blasts out a tweet and, you know, it's 1 minute old when we pick it up live on the air. That's pretty special, but we missed it yesterday. Here it is. It's short. Fox News is no longer the same. We miss the great Roger Ailes. You have more anti-Trump people by far than ever before. And then here's the powerful five words: looking for a new outlet. Ooh-wee! Exclamation mark. So there are several ideas in there. One is a reference to Roger Ailes. Roger Ailes died a few years ago, and a few years before that, he was fired from Fox. He was their director. I'll look it up here. He was their the chief managerial person at Fox under the ownership, which is the Murdochs. And he was fired for in a brouhaha over accusations by various ladies at Fox that he had been inappropriate. And I have no idea what the truth of the matter is. I have no idea. I've never really researched the question. I just remember hearing about it when it was in the news. So Roger Ailes had to walk the plank, and that's not really the topic here, but apparently Roger Ailes was one of the moving forces for turning Fox to the right, whatever his lady problems may have been. Roger Ailes was doing a good thing with Fox's political orientation, and so he was lining up talent and pushing Fox to the right. Now, had Roger Ailes not done that, would we even have a right-wing Fox today? Would we have nothing but a uniform, wall-to-wall, left-wing sewer of fake news? So, but anyway, President Trump is giving us this great insight. Fox News is no longer the same. And he's been documenting as things have shifted in a bad direction at Fox. He's also documenting things that have been going in the right direction. So it's a schizophrenic scene at Fox. It's going bad and it's going good all at the same time. And then that most important sentence is, you have more anti-Trump people by far than ever before. And he inserts that by far. And then the important sentence, looking for a new outlet. What does that mean? Looking for a new outlet. It means Donald Trump wants to build a patriot network. And he has mentioned this point. He's come back to it a number of times, ever more frequently as time goes on. So Donald Trump is the kind of guy that when he sets his mind to something, he does it. So I think this is going to get done. And when he says looking for a new outlet, that looking means he's looking now. So behind the scenes, Donald Trump is lining something up. I guarantee it. So the looking for a new outlet. So we should be looking for a real unveiling. Because there are a lot of ducks you got to line up here to set up a new outlet. What does he mean by a new outlet? He means a national network, a news organization that would have, that would be the home to the good people at Fox and any other good people. For instance, Rush Limbaugh is not part of Fox right now. He would be a natural to incorporate in a new Patriot network. Michael Savage would be a natural to incorporate into a Patriot network, who's not at Fox now. And then you can think of others. Hey, I'll raise my hand. No, please. Well, these are the big guys, the little guys, not the little guys. So those would be, and then what is our, well, for the umpteenth time, I will recite the list of the good ones at Fox. It's like we got to make a nursery rhyme out of it, you know. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. We get a nursery rhyme out of it. Sean Hannity, we always have to start with him. I think he's the big dog. Then the number two big dog, Tucker Carlson. Then who do we have left? We have Laura Ingraham. She's wonderful. Jeanine Pirro, she's wonderful. Mark Levin, he's wonderful. We have Lou Dobbs, Bundabar, and Steve Hilton. He's a new guy on the block. He's turning out to be a real champ. Now, who have I left out? I got Pirro in there. I got seven so far. Seven heroes. We can come up with another one, I think. Oh, yes, Jesse Waters. That's eight. He's turning out to be a champ. So we got chumps over at Fox, and then we got champs. Chumps and champs. And I'm sure there are probably, we leave two slots open here for the 10 top champs, two that I've missed that are real important. And these are all hosts. There are other people who are not hosting their own shows who nevertheless are such important correspondents. They are on the air all the time, and they are just really good. And there's a cast of about, you know, another, so eight hosts and about eight of these or 10 of these great people. But that's the stuff of which a network could be built. Now, what would be the impediment to Donald Trump setting up such a network? Well, contracts might be a problem. There might be some pretty hefty contracts involved there, especially with the top two, Hannity and Carlson. Both of them might have heavy clause-laden contracts, and you need to, both of those guys need to be gotten for a great startup to a real Patriot network. But I think it's going to happen. Let's read it again. Looking for a new outlet. And I should have been gathering these. These tweets are so important. I should actually print them out and pin them to the wall in front of me here, so we can have a survey of what he's saying over the months and years as to the need for a new outlet. Now, where does this connect with Donald Trump? Well, what are the two great achievements of Donald Trump? One is winning the presidency, a miracle. The second achievement, and as I say, I don't know whether to rate which of the two is the greater achievement, is that he is the founder of the Trump movement, of the Patriot movement, let's call it that. He's the founder of this movement. Now, I know lots of us have been in what, you know, we consider to be the Patriot movement for lots of years. So, Donald Trump didn't found this. We were here before Donald was. Well, I don't know. Maybe I don't know when Donald Trump's, when his epiphany, when his moment in the trajectory of his life, at what moment he became a right winger like us, whether it was before or after some of us. But that's neither here nor there. The salient fact is that this Patriot movement that you and I have been members of for so many years has been, what can you say about it? Well, one adjective that comes to mind is tiny. That's a bad adjective. Tiny. And as a consequence of being tiny, not very potent, ineffective, kicked to the curb. So that's Donald Trump is the man who changed that. He made this movement, and then one of his signature words, huge. He made it huge, and he did it all by himself, of course, with your help, of course. And he'd be the first to say that, but he is the guy. You take him out of the picture, you know, it's like taking Babe Ruth out of the lineup. There's some other good guys in there, but man, who's the Sultan who swings the bat, you know? The Sultan of SWAT and Lou Gehrig, you take those two guys out of the lineup, it sags. So Donald Trump created this movement. Now, okay, let's connect the dots, boys and girls, and let's make a hopeful message out of this. Whatever they do to Donald Trump in the election, however they cheat, I love that phrase, cheat by mail, instead of vote by mail, cheat by mail. we should be crying, not laughing, but you know, you got to keep your chin up. So if they steal the election from Donald Trump, they can't steal. No, they can't take that away from him. They can't take his movement away from him. He's going to have that no matter what. So, and what does a movement need? A network. Bingo, do all the dots connect there? Did I line them all up? There it is. So Donald Trump doesn't like to be dependent on anybody. So he likes to build his own hotel and, drive his own car, fly his own plane. So he doesn't want to be dependent on the mood of the Murdochs. Are they going to bring in another damn Neil Cavuto? Are they going to bring in another, oh God, can you get worse than Neil Cavuto? Okay, now I don't want to give you a headache by the very mention of the name Chris Wallace. God, please, no, not him. So Donald Trump has had to endure these creeps. Like Neil Cavuto, did you catch this over the last couple of days? Neil Cavuto really, really hung it out there the last couple of days. After Donald Trump announced that he was taking hydroxychloroquine, along with zinc and I think, what's the name of that antibiotic, azithromycin, is that a Z-Pak, prescribed by his doctor and so on. Neil Cavuto just about had a cow on the air. And he actually, I don't have the clip up for you. Were I more astute, I'd have these clips, you know, ready to go, you know, call over to my non-existent engineer. We have great engineers at RBN, but my in-studio, our engineer here would say, clip seven. And then that one, Neil Cavuto, he says, hydroxychloroquine will kill you. I mean, and he makes a big face when he's saying that. And this is pathetic. And so the Breitbart took to making fun of this idiot Neil Cavuto by calling him Dr. Cavuto. So very good. And he cites bad science. And another revelation that show you that Cavuto really hates Trump. This is why I say when he let it all hang out, he exposed himself. We got to see, you know, the real Neil Cavuto. You know, did we have to look? Did we have to see it, Neil? He really hates Donald Trump. So he had a whole list of fake stories, which we'll get to right after this break.
Breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime Membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Hey, I remember that song, the Moody Blues, right? We're back, folks. Hey, listen to the tide slowly turning. Hey, boy, those old lyrics. Boy, they you know, we used to know how to write songs. Anyway, we'll figure it out again. Real music will come back. Jiminy Christmas, Neil Cavuto. As I mentioned, he was having a meltdown. Now, Nancy Pelosi's now having a meltdown. Boy, there's a lot to melt there on that, mainly makeup. You know, I'll bet Nancy Pelosi, I'll bet you before she can leave the house in the morning, it's 2 hours with at least one makeup artist, at least. I would say probably one on the hair, one on the maintaining the Botox and the facial aspects. And then she's got to have a couturier who will work on her clothing to, you know, get the girdles right. And I would say girdles, plural, to get those right. And, you know, lift bras and things like that so that, you know, she can actually kind of appear on camera, on television. But boy, I mean, you know, under the hot lights of TV cameras, you know what? I'll bet you she has a special line of makeup she uses that's pretty impervious to heat. Probably a movie studio makeup artist. That'd be the kind of person that would have that in his or her kit. Anyway, but so she's launching on Donald Trump, having the, you know, the gall to try hydroxychloroquine and commenting on his body. She's, you know, she called him morbidly obese. Oh, my, really? Oh, gee, Nancy, are you sure you want to throw stones here in this glass house you're in? Ah, I don't think so, Nancy. I don't think so. I'd love to see Donald Trump take you on out there on the links. Man is quite athletic. And he's a bull. Anyway, the Neil Cavuto, he's packing a few pounds, but I'm sure he's never he's never appeared on the in any sporting event. The Cavuto, now listen to this guy. Now, and it was destroyed today. This is another thing I want to mention in the show today, a real gem that occurred today in the Trump universe. He had a cabinet meeting that was the most magnificent cabinet meeting I've ever witnessed. It was an affair of state. It was a masterpiece of television staging. It was brilliant, brilliant rhetoric, brilliant everything, brilliant camera work. And it was all staged by the producer, Donald Trump. Just fantastic. And I use staged in the same sense that Shakespeare staged brilliant masterpieces. So now I'm sure that the Puke networks gave as little time as possible to this cabinet meeting today. Fox, however, broadcast it. And again, you know, the good guys, the schizophrenic good part of Fox, broadcast this cabinet meeting. But here's, listen to Neil Cavuto. Let me find him for you. You're not going to believe it. It's so bad. Here he is. After the president announces he's taking hydroxychloroquine, Neil Cavuto says this. And of course, he's not a doctor, folks. And I don't want to get into that. You know, you're not a doctor thing. Go ahead and have a medical opinion, of course. That's everyone should. But don't be as wrong as you are, Neil. He says a study by the VA. This falsehood was trampled in today's cabinet meeting, where it was pointed out, this is not a VA study. It was a study done by a bunch of anti-Trump, never-Trumpers doctors, right? There are plenty of never-Trumper doctors who used VA information. That, my friends, is not a VA study. It's a study of VA publicly available tables and data. And it was entirely not a study of hydroxychloroquine. It was a study of, basically the study was this. If you take hydroxychloroquine, take a bunch of hydroxychloroquine pills, and then find a bunch of people who are about 5 minutes away from being dead, really old, really sick, and with the virus as well, okay? And they're about 5 minutes away from their last breath. If you empty bottles of hydroxychloroquine and sprinkle them on their sprinkle them over them. Will they be saved? And the study concludes, no, they won't. That's not science, folks. That's a hit job. Well, you'll hear Cavuto using it in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premium show, Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners. But you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You know, folks, we used to be all out of style. Remember what it was like before Donald Trump, BT? Where our views, our Americanist philosophy, our patriotism was out of style. And we were in the cold. We were in Siberia. And Donald Trump captured, miraculously, the top spot. And he has, well, a masterful job today in the cabinet meeting showing why this going on 4 years now, he has been just doing it brilliantly. So here, let's listen to this. I'm going to go back to this puke, Cavuto, on the bad half of Fox. Listen to what he says. He's like Rachel Maddow. He is having a cow. That Donald Trump is going to use hydroxychloroquine, which, by the way, the Health and Human Services Secretary and others were there. Ben Carson was there, and they pointed out, you know, come on, you know, doctors in the room, come on. The U.S. Army issues, I forget what the total was, something like 35,000 doses of hydroxychloroquine to Army troops every day. They've been doing it for... was it 70 years? It really goes way, way back. Guys going over to Vietnam, they were all getting hydroxychloroquine very successfully. The So listen to Cavuto here. Now, here's what he just launches on the president. I'll just jump right in the middle to the most dramatic moment. He's going to tell you that if you're like these 35,000 doses every day with the army, and many millions that have been issued for this drug that costs pennies, you're going to die. Listen to this.
Including those with respiratory or other conditions, they died. I want to stress again, they died. If you are in a risky population here and you are taking this as a preventative treatment to ward off the virus, or in a worst case scenario, you are dealing with the virus and you are in this vulnerable population, it will kill you. I cannot stress enough. This will kill you.
Now, folks, you're not going to get many golden moments like that on TV. This will kill you, with accompanying hand gestures. Dr. Cavuto, he's desperately trying to chop. He can't stand the idea that Donald Trump, in his brilliance, has noticed something that's a winner. Trump's a winner. His ideas are winners. Cavuto's a loser. He can't stand this winner. He is consumed with envy. He drips hatred of Donald Trump. So, like Nancy Pelosi, he's got to actually attack him for taking a very safe medication, which, and very bravely doing that, not bravely, but I guess innovatively, because it may make life a whole lot easier for a whole lot of people. Dr. Siegel, who's one of the good guys on Fox, Dr. was his first name, Siegel, he said, he gave a very moving little speech on Tucker Carlson's show, talking about how hydroxychloroquine had saved a life. He knew this very old person, and whose life was saved. He considered himself dead. He was ready to, you know, say goodbye to Dr. Siegel, and it was over. And then, you know, in the last moments, he took hydroxychloroquine, and the next day he was better. The next day. And then the dramatic moment on this big, big time doctor at a New York hospital, Dr. Siegel said, that old man is my father. Wow. Wow. Talk about an endorsement for a medication. And you can be sure Donald Trump saw that segment. And it contributed to his decision to try, as a prophylactic, hydroxychloroquine. All righty, let's go now. Let us go to the president's Twitter account. And there are thousands of Twitter employees right now with their finger on the delete button, just pressing it, playing with their keyboard, just, God, when can we delete the orange man? When can we delete him? He's got 80 million. Oh, he's at 80 million today. 80 million viewers on our platform that we built to take America into the toilet of left-wing suicide, murder, because they're murdering the country. And look what he's doing. He's using our platform. Of course, it's our platform. We're the people. We make it. All these social media organizations, they are rightfully ours. We make them. We build them. And that's what we have to recognize. We have to create our own media. Don't subscribe to or don't subsume yourself to these left-wingers who insist on trying to take over the key points of culture, like social platforms. But here's what he says. He says, he pins this tweet. This is the letter I sent to Dr. Tedros of the World Health Organization. It is self-explanatory. And there it is. There's the whole thing, a two-page letter dramatically signed by our president. Then here's his cabinet meeting. He tweeted 6 hours ago, right after this cabinet meeting. This is just an absolutely beautiful, beautiful cabinet meeting. Let me just scroll through it. He puts all Oh, here she is. This is good. He puts all 1 hour and 11 minutes up.
A CDC report found we have the couple words really about how extended doctrine of keeping our country closed and a couple words developing vaccines. So we have the strategy and the recipe to support the safe reopening of our economy. And for the sake of Americans' health and well-being, we've got to support this and move ahead with safe reopening. You know, I mentioned some of the physical health risks of the of keeping our country closed down, but we have here today with us our Assistant Secretary for Substance Abuse, for Mental Health and Substance Abuse, Dr. Ellie McCants-Katz, who's a psychiatrist and is the first ever psychiatrist to lead SAMHSA. And she, if you don't mind, was going to say a couple words really about how extended stay-at-home orders can impose really lasting mental health challenges for us, if that's okay, Mr. President.
We'd love that. Please, doctor.
So this now, this was a great moment today. This is a doctor of psychiatry and of immunology, epidemiology. That was her twin specialization in her studies. And they all come together here today when she makes the point that the mental effect, the depressing effect, the demoralizing effect of the lockdown of our economy, remember the left loves their lockdown, is much more severe than any deaths that might be caused by the virus. Much more severe, much more long-lasting, indeed permanent. And she makes a very, and of course this is at the behest and the invitation of the president. Listen to what she says. I can't play the whole thing, but get the flavor of it. And this is great cabinet meeting today.
Mr. President, Vice President Pence, members of the cabinet and colleagues. As I've listened to states and communities struggle with mental illness issues that have arisen as a result of the virus, I wanted to ensure that governors yesterday heard these concerns from a medical perspective. As my physician colleagues on the task force have been careful to rightly note, their perspective and advice centers on one aspect of the pandemic, virus containment. However, even medically, it is not the sole perspective. I felt that it was important to offer the governors a different, albeit equally important, medical perspective. As such, I made the following remarks. It is my privilege to serve as the Assistant Secretary for Mental Health and Substance Use, but today I really speak to you more as a psychiatrist who also happens to hold a PhD in infectious disease epidemiology.
Now, what becomes remarkable about this, I have no idea what this lady's political views are. I think she's a career person in the, so she wasn't found by Donald Trump. I'll bet a dollar to a donut she's a liberal. But she's conscientious, and she makes the point, and I'll have to summarize to be more brief for time's sake. She takes what she calls the whole health approach, which she says is the only legitimate approach. Consider the whole health, the economic health, the psychological health of the nation, our morale, okay, in addition to this one factor, which is, and this is what Rand Paul roasted, this creep, Fauchenstein. He roasted him when he said, you're not the be-all and the end-all. You're not it. You're not number one. We don't have to listen to just you and your obsession with your little thing, your masks and your 6 foot feet and your shutdown. And so this guy is like a one-track mind, Fauci. And of course, the real point, Fauci's real point, other than his nose, is his hunger for power. But this doctor, and I didn't catch her name, but she's great because she says, we're wrecking so many things by following Fauci's medically bankrupt lockdown strategy. So I'll just leave it at that. It was wonderful. You want to watch. And the president, see, the president puts it up. All 1 hour and 11 minutes and 15 seconds of today's cabinet meeting is there for you. Where can you find it? What is the, where can you find all the news all the time? on Donald Trump's Twitter account. He somehow is compiling all the news all the time. And so the best place to go for your news is Donald Trump's Twitter account. That's where I go. All right. So let's shift around here a little bit and see what other good things we can bring to you and note. He's just going wild on the Twitter account, and the good news here's what, here I'm getting a good feeling here. You can see it in your town, wherever you live. Didn't you see it today? Driving around, there are more cars out on the street, more people. People are smiling. Stores are filling up. Doors are opening. You're seeing signs out on the sidewalk, now open. We're coming back to life. The stock market is coming back to life. Everything is coming back to life. And Donald Trump is just, today he signed one of his sweeping executive orders, canceling, a bazillion harmful regulations, doing the sort of thing that in Trump 1.0, we had the biggest boom in American history. Now, after this, another failed attempt to take down Donald Trump, and that's what the coronavirus is being used as, another takedown of Donald Trump. And remarkably, at the same time that the left is immersed in this takedown, what would we call it, takedown 5.0, 6.0, 10.0, the truth about a previous takedown attempt, the destruction of three-star General Michael Flynn, the truth about that is pouring forth right now at the same time. Just kind of a double whammy. So here it is now, whatever you want to call it, Trump takedown 4.0, there will be another, Trump will then bring back the economy. There's going to be another Trump boom. He says he's going to do it. I believe him. Obviously he's predicting that. Okay, he doesn't control the future, but man, does he change the future. Is he a man of action or what? For all us guys out there, I mean, this is the model for all our young sons and so on. They're getting the model of what it means to be a man, to be a dad, to be, to be brave, to be strong. And the ladies, of course, are also getting great modeling from Donald Trump and from Melania. So I think it's going to roar back. I think you see it happening, and I think he's going to be in time for the November 3rd election. But then going back to our opening point for the show today, he's lining up the second aspect of the Trump revolution, the Trump phenomenon, which is the creation of a new network. The creation of a movement, that's the overall event. But a network, you got to have a network. You can't have a movement without a microphone, without a stage, without a Globe Theater, without a place to present your movement and to, gather. So that's where these incredible Trump rallies, it's such a shame that these have been, interrupted. But they'll be back. They are going to come back. And I'll tell you what, there will be a Trump. I think there'll be a Trump rally at Talladega Raceway in Alabama with 200,000 people in attendance. I think there'll be one at Daytona. Remember, Donald Trump was the Grand Marshal at Daytona, and I think there were 200,000 people there at Daytona before this Fauci, Birx, Governor Whitmer lockdown crap. And that was such a remember those moments, the president going around the track in the beast. I don't know. And of course, that bank track at Daytona, I don't think you can drive it at, slow speeds. I think your car will slide off the track if you go around the bank. So, I mean, they must have been moving. But the president going around that entire Daytona, roaring patriots. And I think we're going to see more and more of that. At all the big, I think maybe the NASCAR raceways may be the best place to have rallies of more than 100,000 Trump devoted movement members. Let's see here. Let's grab another tweet. I want to find a real gem. Here he's taking a shot. He calls Joe Scarborough, you know, Joe in the morning, like morning Joe, like your coffee. He calls him morning psycho. On MSDNC, we'll be right back.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big bad Donald John Trump. I'll tell you one guy who's given big bad Donald Trump lip, and he's paying for it, is Neil Cavuto. I know I'm kind of dwelling on this, but it's just too fun. So I'm going to illustrate. I'm using Neil Cavuto as a small, he is a small person, a small example to illustrate the bigger point. Of course, Cavuto hates Trump. But he's coming out of the closet. That's what's nice. This Trump derangement syndrome is driving these people. They've been hiding in the shadows, hiding in the closet. And now they're unveiling themselves and we get to see them in all their glory. And now it's harder to fool us, you see, when you have to actually look at the guy. And so here's Trump illustrates something. He is the great counterpuncher. Remember his tweet a couple days ago? It was directed at Lindsey Graham. And he said, no more Mr. Nice Guy. You know, call Obama before your damn Senate Judiciary Committee. Call Obama. Subpoena him. Find out. Ask him under oath. And then a list of questions. Did you do this? Did you do that? What did you know this? When did you find this out? Who told you this? Okay? Now, and so the president, what he's saying to all of us, no more Mr. Nice Guy. He's not just saying it to Lindsey Graham. And you see, we people on the right, we have lived within the constraints of Mr. Nice Guy for our entire lives. All of our institutions, they're all bounded by Mr. Nice Guy rules. And this guarantees we lose. We have to shed that. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Why? Because our enemies, like Neil Cavuto and Chris Wallace, they're not bound by any rules. A kick to the groin, just fine with them. Eyeball gouging, just fine with them. See, you come into the octagon with all these rules, you know, no blows, no elbows to the head, no punches to the neck, blah, 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 et cetera. Leave the kidneys alone, okay? Well, and then now you're in the ring with somebody who, kidneys, that's my first target. Shot to your Adam's apple, yeah, ooh, and when you bend over with that, boom, up into the groin, you know? And then as you're moaning, okay, how about a thumb into the eye? This is how you're down now? You're down and you're trying to tap out? Oh, how about a stomp on your neck? Crack. That's how they work. These are killers. These are nasty people. And the president, at his press conference today, one of these nasty people posing as a reporter asked one of those nasty questions. And he said, I don't have it. I wish I had the clip up. I'd call for clip 22, where he says, what a rude person you are. And he just cuts her. He just yanks the microphone away from her, effectively saying, no, I don't want to hear from you. There was a gem I didn't get to here. I'll see if I can remember it for tomorrow. It's a tease for tomorrow's show. The president gets a little vulgar. And no more Mr. Nice Guy. I'll try to save it for tomorrow. See you tomorrow night.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.